This is where business ideas and passions turn into profit. Whether you're dreaming of becoming your own boss, but don't know how to get started, or have already started a side hustle and wish to grow it exponentially, your host, Victoria Wick, can help you turn your passion-based business ideas into profit. Welcome to Million Dollar Passion. Here is your host, world-renowned jewelry designer and home shopping TV celebrity, Victoria Wick.
Welcome to another episode of the Million Dollar Passion podcast. So this week, we're still in the middle of this, my Do It Now system to help you figure out how you can turn your passion and purpose into a dream business and make a few dollars of profits along the way. So in the past weeks, we discussed your dream, defining the dream, and how to set your goals. And if you haven't done so, go back to the last 2 weeks and kind of start over. Learn how to, it may sound like it's a really simple thing, how to define your dream. What is your dream? What is your American dream? Trust me, just go ahead and listen to it, because there's a systematic way for you to figure out the dreams, not just pie in the sky kind of dreams, but dreams that actually you can turn into reality. It doesn't have to be stay a dream life. So go ahead and listen to the last 2 weeks, your dream, what you're willing to do for it, and how you're going to go ahead and achieve your dream and how realistic it is. This week, we're going to talk about the opportunity. What I mean by that is we're going to talk about the many business ideas you might have, or maybe you just have one. But if you have more than one business idea, what business idea, the big idea that gives you the greatest opportunity to make a positive impact in the world and also to make the most amount of profits? We would all love that, right? Ideally, that is really easily possible for you. So again, this podcast is all about real transformation for people who don't want to waste a lot of time learning how to do it, don't want to have to waste a ton of money learning how to do it. And you don't want to have to wait years to do it. You can do this today. Like literally, you can do this today, especially if you're talking about a side hustle. So let's talk about what opportunities there are out there for you. Before that, I'd like you to kind of think about what is your why and what is your what, right? So why do you do what you do, and what do you actually do better than other people? And I think these seem like they're philosophical questions, and they are philosophical, but I want you to kind of think about that, because people, when you have your business and you go out and you start hustling, you start marketing your business, you talk about all the things you do or your company does and all the things, they don't really care about what you do. They care about why you do what you do, because it matters. To today's consumers, it matters. Let's say, for example, if you've got a health food / protein bars that gives you a lot of energy, very low calories, no sugar. You could sit there and say, oh, I manufacture protein bars that have no sugar, zero carbs, zero this, zero that. You can go on and all the things about it. But if you came in and said, you know what, as a young child, I was diagnosed with diabetic. I had a heart condition. My whole family, all the males in my family died young. And I was determined to make sure that I stayed healthy. Once I learned how to do that, I couldn't wait to share it with everybody. Okay. That's a completely different kind of marketing message, right? So think about why, your why you want to do what you do, and then what you want to do. And then think about what is your God-given gift. In other words, even if you don't believe in God, I want to say this, even if you don't believe in God, I believe that everyone is born with some kind of a gift. No gift is any more precious than others, but some people have the gift of gab. Some people have an amazing eye for things. Some people are great mathematicians. I mean, some people love having conversations. Some people are healers. Some people are teachers. Whatever your gift is, go find it. Even if it's something you don't really want to do. I know that one of my children, very, very gifted in writing. But, you know, she doesn't really want to have anything to do with writing. She really doesn't want to make a living doing writing. She'd rather just write every once in a while when she wants to and doesn't want to be on a schedule about writing. She doesn't think she's talented enough. So it's a no-go. She currently actually does other things with her talents, other things that she's not really talented in, but she has a lot of passion for it. So we're going to kind of discuss this as we move along in this episode. So figure out your why, and then figure out what you're good at, what you're better at than most people. I'm going to give you some examples, like maybe you are passionate about photography, food. Maybe you like certain kind of food. Maybe you want to be a chef. Maybe you want to be a food blogger. Maybe you want to be a food photographer. There's a lot of different ways you can go with the category of food. Gardening, yoga. Maybe you could be a yoga teacher. Maybe you could create yoga clothing lines. Maybe you could write books about yoga. There's all kinds of things you can do. Just general fitness, hair, makeup. And we talk about this writing. Maybe you play a musical instrument. Maybe you're a great writer of music. You like automobiles? Do you like to talk? Maybe you could be a talk show host. You could be a YouTuber. I mean, there's all kinds of, are you a jogger? We can actually, believe it or not, learn how to monetize your passion for jogging as well. I just listed just a few things. Now, if you're like most people, you might have more than one thing that you're good at. For example, I love to write. Actually, let me take that back. I love to read. I have been reading when I was growing up in South Korea. I read a lot because that's how I saw the world. You're living on a tiny island. In fact, I lived literally on an island within Korea. Korea is a peninsula, and we had no internet. Nobody had internet at that time around the world. But we also didn't have TV. Actually, we had a TV, but the connectivity wasn't there. It didn't get as far to a remote island at that time. So we got mostly snow, and sometimes we'd get one little snippet of news, but we were kind of sheltered there. So I read a lot. And since I was maybe 4 years old, I read picture books then. And then as I got older, I read fiction. I read historical novels. I read just everything I could get my hands on. I read. So I love books. And then eventually I learned to write, and I just really wanted to write. So I love writing, but I was very talented in actually art, like painting, designing, that kind of thing. So what do? Do you become a writer? Do you become a writer and a designer? Or do you become a writer and a painter? Most people have more than one thing they're good at, and it's natural. So, and I also love photography, by the way. So just today, right now, just list out all the things that you see yourself doing passionately for the rest of your life. And if you don't know how to go about doing that, and you're like, you know what? I don't know. Is this going to make money? I don't know if I'm going to love this. If I do this 8 hours a day, would I love it? Where would I get customers? Don't conflate all these other decisions. Just think about what you see yourself doing. Can you see yourself taking pictures, traveling and taking more pictures, editing for the rest of your life if you're a photographer? Can you picture yourself about fitness, constantly evolving, educating other people about fitness, sharing your passion? Can you imagine yourself doing that? Just sort of like envision what your life will be like if you chose one thing out of everything. Okay, out of the whole list, I mean, there's a lot more lists. It's really important you zero it, narrow it down to one thing. It's really hard to start a business and make it succeed. It's really tough to start three businesses and make them all succeed at the same time. So pick one idea, and we're going to pick the one idea that gives you the most, that represents the biggest monetary potential with the least amount of effort on your part. And then next week, we'll talk about your target audience. How do you identify them? How do you identify them? How do you reach out to them? How do you message them? So let's go back to this week's lesson, which is how do you find the one idea with the greatest opportunity? I actually have a worksheet that helps you do this. And you can go to my website, victoriawick.com, and download this worksheet so that you can sort of plug in all your hobbies, interests, and you'll be able to figure out exactly where you belong, okay, in terms of which idea is going to give you the most amount of satisfaction and profits. In the meantime, I will tell you this. I'll give you a hint. A simple way to figure out this is, what would you do with your time if you knew you never had to worry about money? Because that, if you're competing with several ideas, you might be good at photography, you might be good at musical instruments, and you might be really good at, let's say, cars, fixing cars or buying and trading cars. This exercise will teach you how to figure out where you're going to get the most enjoyment and also where you're going to get the most amount of money, which idea is going to get the most amount of money, and basically gives you a sort of a self-examination of competing ideas. So come to victoriawick.com or milliondollarpassion.com and download that worksheet, and you'll find that very, very interesting because remember, this is all about turning your passion-based business idea into a highly profitable dream business so that you can live the life you want to live, not the life you think you have to live because you got to pay your bills and you're stuck at a job kind of thing. So I really look forward to next week because next week we're going to really kick it up in high gear and really get into your target audience, pricing, negotiating. All of that happens in the next few weeks. So until next time, please stay happy and healthy. And remember, happiness is a choice, and I hope you make great choices. And please do me a favor. Can you please share this episode with at least one friend, one person? And please hit the subscribe button and please leave me a review. I know I'm asking for a lot, but please leave me a review because that's how other people find me. Anyways, thank you so much for listening this week, and I'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Million Dollar Passion, where we turn dreams into reality and passion into profit. According to ancient Chinese proverb, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Congratulations on taking that first step today. For more information on how Victoria can help you turn your business idea into $1 million and to download Victoria's free ebook on passion-based business ideas, visit milliondollarpassion.com. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the show on your favorite podcast player.